Events marking the 24th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks in New York, Washington, D.C., and Shanksville, Pennsylvania are taking place across the United States. In Canton, the fire department hosted the annual 9/11 memorial climb at the McKinley Monument. The community was invited to climb the stairs of the monument in remembrance of the firefighters and first responders who lost their lives at the World Trade Center. The case of a man accused of having sex with a dog will be heard in Canton Municipal Court. 29-year-old Joseph Domer of East Canton was indicted by the Stark County Grand Jury on misdemeanor charges of sexual conduct with an animal and cruelty to companion animals. The case was remanded to the lower court. Domer allegedly engaged in sexual activity with the dog in April 2024. Court records state the animal nearly suffocated. Domer and 25-year-old Jonathan Cunningham of Helena pleaded guilty in July to amended charges of cruelty to companion animals and sexual conduct with an animal. They were sentenced to 90 days in jail on condition of 2 years good behavior. The activity occurred from October 2024 to May of this year. The Stark County Health Department will conduct mosquito spraying next week. It will take place Tuesday in Jackson Township and in Navarre and Hills and Dales Wednesday. Spraying will be conducted after 8 p.m. People with respiratory illnesses are advised to leave the area, and beekeepers should take precautions to protect their hives. Retired Wayne County Common Pleas Court Judge Mark Wiest has been appointed to oversee a wrongful death lawsuit against the Columbiana County Sheriff and two deputies. The Ohio Supreme Court selected Wiest after Columbiana County Common Pleas Judges Scott Washam and Megan Bickerton recused themselves from hearing the case. The suit also names Gerald Jackson of Columbiana as a defendant. He is serving 15 years in prison for causing the August 2023 collision that killed Jennifer Hunley of Hanoverton and injured her son. He was driving a stolen vehicle while being chased by deputies. The suit was filed by Hunley's estate. It alleges misconduct by Jackson and the deputies who were pursuing him. A vacancy on the Beaver Local Board of Education has been filled. The board appointed Louis Valino to the seat vacated by last month's resignation of Jerry Barnett. He will serve the remainder of Barnett's term, which expires at the end of this year. Valino was one of four applicants. Barnett stepped down because he is moving out of the district. The Tuscarawas County Coroner's Office has identified a man whose body was found in New Philadelphia. 36-year-old Bryant Sullivan of Denison was discovered in a fenced lot along Maple Avenue Northwest Sunday afternoon. A ruling on the cause and manner of death has not been issued. New Philadelphia police continue to investigate. An autopsy will be performed by the Cuyahoga County Medical Examiner's Office. Officials are responding to a pair of lawsuits filed against Ursuline High School in Youngstown. In a letter to the community, the school's president, Richard Murphy, says Ursuline looks forward to presenting a vigorous defense. He says the school's leadership opened an investigation and notified police, children's services, and the Catholic Diocese of Youngstown after learning of the alleged incidents. The initial suit was filed last week against the principal, assistant principal, head football coach, assistant coaches, several players, and parents. A student was allegedly hazed and sexually assaulted during a team trip in June. The second suit accuses school officials of not addressing accusations of a player assaulting, sexually harassing, stalking, and menacing a female student over a two-year period. A crash on Youngstown's south side leaves a man seriously injured. According to WFMJ-TV, police found a damaged motorcycle on its side at South and East Florida Avenues just after 1 a.m. today. The rider was taken to a hospital and listed in critical condition. The car and driver involved in the wreck were later found along Florida Avenue. The driver was taken into custody and is expected to face charges. A man sentenced to 58 years to life for a murder in Youngstown was ordered to receive a new trial, and Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost wants the state Supreme Court to reverse that decision. Yost's office has asked to participate in an upcoming hearing for 30-year-old Levante Knight of Youngstown. He was found guilty in August 2021 in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court of 11 counts, including aggravated murder in the December 2018 death of Travis Harris. The 7th Appellate District Court ruled in June errors in the case prevented Knight from receiving a fair trial. Yost says the alleged errors did not ultimately affect the trial's outcome. The Trumbull County Grand Jury has indicted a Warren couple in connection with a bestiality case. 37-year-old Justin Mayfield and his 28-year-old wife, Shauna, are charged with rape with repeat violent offender specifications and endangering children. He's also charged with disseminating matter harmful to juveniles, while she faces counts of pandering sexually oriented material involving a minor, gross sexual imposition, and sexual conduct with an animal. Police were notified of possible child molestation at a home on Waverly Avenue in July. Shauna Mayfield is accused of uploading videos of child pornography and sexual contact with a family dog. Police also found a marijuana grow area in the home larger than permitted by state law. An investigation into possible corruption in the Lordstown Police Department is now in the hands of the Trumbull County Prosecutor's Office. The situation was brought up at a village council meeting in March. Officers are accused of unethical behavior when working security shifts at the Ultium Cells plant. Police Chief Brent Milhone requested the Ohio BCI investigate the situation in April. Results of the probe were in the hands of the Prosecutor's Office as of Wednesday. Police are accused by a citizen of improperly handling criminal activity while on duty at the plant. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.